listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, joined by my colleague and very good friend, Kevin Freeman, our senior fellow, the man we turn to on matters involving the economy, specifically economic warfare. He is the founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council, also the founder of a marvelous new organization, the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. He is the author of two best-selling books, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, and Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Kevin Freeman, welcome back. It's good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
I want to just very quickly ask you about an issue that we're focusing on fairly intensively here, because over the next few months, it's likely to consume a lot of time and energy in official circles, and that is something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We were just talking with Rob Whitman. Congressman Whitman is a member of the House Armed Services Committee, about the declining condition of the United States Navy, and specifically our carrier battle groups. Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense, is, as you know, I'm sure, Kevin, declared that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, is worth one carrier battle group. And I just wonder, I don't know if you've studied it intensively, but I just wonder whether you think that's likely coming out of the negotiating prowess of the Obama administration.
Well, we would all say that negotiating with the Iranians to end their nuclear development would be a good thing, but it depends on who's negotiating and how they're doing it. And I think the same thing applies here, that the TPP is so complex. I would not trust them. Obviously, we believe in global trade, and we believe in all the kinds of things that would make the world safer, but I would not trust this massive document that few people have read and fewer understand any more than I trusted Obamacare.
Yeah, and the idea that the United States Senate is going to go along, as will the House now, with essentially a take-it-or-leave-it kind of approach to this deal can only reinforce those concerns. Kevin Freeman is our guest, of our senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy and founder and CEO of Freeman Global Investment Council. And Kevin, one of your books, as I mentioned, is Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. And it prominently features a discussion of the threats to our grid, notably from electromagnetic pulse, cyber warfare, and the like. Along comes Ted Koppel. What did you make of his new book, Lights Out, and the contribution it might make to sort of raising public awareness, as you've been trying to do now for some time?
Well, I think it's extraordinarily helpful to have Ted Koppel. He's revered as an elder figure from the media. He's appreciated by me that he raised cyber warfare as this very serious threat. It doesn't really delve into the other aspects of risk to our grid, but he's absolutely accurate that other nation states and indeed terror groups have the capability of hacking our systems, taking down the grid with catastrophic loss of life. And those things should not be ignored.
You got into an interesting controversy with Salon Magazine, that seemed to think that this whole problem had been discovered when Ted Koppel came upon it. That, of course, isn't so. But you made a larger point here that this should not be a partisan issue. And yet partisans like the Salon Magazine folks are similarly determined to make it such. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, immediately, you know, after Ted comes out with this, it's revelation to them, and wow, his facts are fantastic. And no one on the right, they said, no one on the right has even addressed this. And so I responded back to them with a comment, absolutely. Well, Judge Jeanine has done a great job. You've done a great job. Peter Price did a great job. This isn't a partisan issue. They tried immediately to say those Republicans are a problem because they won't even admit this exists. And that's just simply not factual. People from all political stripes have been sounding this warning for years, virtually ignored by the left, virtually ignored by Congress. Finally, we're beginning to pay attention and say there is a problem here, and maybe we should study it. We need to do more than study it. We need to shore up our grid as soon as possible.
I'm pretty keen on doing that, particularly in your native state of Texas, as a way to lead the nation. Texas having its own grid, it seems to me to be the perfect candidate for that. We appreciate your efforts to sound the alarm on this and your pushback against those who are both ignoring the history here and also trying to turn, sort of to partisan advantage, something that should be truly the ultimate transpartisan issue. It will affect all of us if, God forbid, the grid goes down. Let me turn to something else you've been writing about recently. And again, Kevin Freeman is our guest. He is deeply knowledgeable about economics and particularly energy economic issues. Talk, if you would, a little bit about the proposition that we may have won the oil war, as it's called, Kevin.
Well, the Saudis and OPEC made a strategic decision that they're going to try and maintain production rather than maintain price. We don't know what the free market price for oil is. We haven't had a free market in oil for decades because there's a cartel involved, and normal free markets function differently. But this time they decided that the shale development plays in America, the American oil producers, were getting too much market share, so they would just pump as much oil as they could, make them non-economic, and drive them out of business. What they found is that American technology is very flexible, and that we've adjusted our costs of producing oil and maintained business and maintained more market share than they'd expected. And the Saudis are facing a huge capital crunch. They have a massive social network that they pay for, requiring at least $80 and maybe $100 a barrel for oil, and they're spending down their reserves rapidly. This is creating all kinds of chaos economically and in the oil markets that we have not seen exactly how it's going to end, but they did not, as of now, drive the shale players out of business.
Yeah, this is important on several different fronts, obviously in terms of our economy, but also the stability of the Saudi kingdom is probably increasingly in question at a moment when there isn't a whole lot of stability in the Arab and Muslim world. And Kevin, do you anticipate that this could ultimately translate into the Saudis losing, the Saudi royal family, that is, losing control, and what comes then?
Well, according to the IMF, and I think that the IMF is overly optimistic, they have about 5 years of hard currency reserves that they can use to continue at low oil prices. My statistics show it's closer to 2 years, but absolutely it lends to instability. If you're not able to pay for the people that live in your nation and give them the benefits that they're used to, there could easily be an uprising, especially when you have strong groups like ISIS that are demanding, and Al-Qaeda that are demanding the end of the monarchies because they're not holding true enough to the Islamic faith.
And large numbers, we're told, of young people both in Saudi Arabia and some of the other Emirates, that there's this large youth population bulge that is largely underemployed, and these funds are necessary to sort of pay them to stay on the job, or at least not raise trouble with ISIS or otherwise. Kevin Freeman, we have to leave it at that for the moment. I'd hope to talk with you about immigration as economic warfare, another issue on which you are knowledgeable and have been writing, but that's for another day. In the meantime, thank you very much for your time today and the terrific work you're doing, notably with the National Security Investment Consultants Institute. It's an incredibly important initiative, as is your work at Freeman Global Holdings. We'll look forward to talking with you next week. Next up, we'll be speaking with Bill Gertz. He'll take us inside the ring. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.